Hi, I'm Theo Hook from Innsbruck University. In this article, I'm reflecting on a widespread phenomenon called digital storytelling. Countless so-called digital stories have been published online during the last years, and a great many work has been done on structuring the field, presenting codes of practices, and defining digital storytelling. As for education, we find a manifold of related practices and concepts aiming at enhancements of learning experiences and chances for meaningful learning and democratization. In my view, it's time to step back and explore the field from a meta-theoretical perspective. If we look at the stories being told about storytelling, it becomes clear that different basic understandings are at work, and paradoxes and ambivalences call for reflection. Amongst others, this means that making use of digital storytelling in education can be discussed not only in terms of advancing meaning-making resources, encouraging cooperative activities, linking theory to practices, bridging formal and informal contexts, making sense of experiences, and so on and so forth. It can and should also be discussed in terms of anthropological and ethical limitations. For example, if we consider the constitutive and general relevance of narrative structures, digital storytelling rather appears as an unavoidable program than a set of special applications for educational and other purposes. Moreover, if we focus on epistemological and political dimensions of the topic, which are widely underestimated, the basic question of storytelling as truth-telling becomes crucial. Not only in the sense of challenging our emotional evolvement and moral development, education towards truth, as we learn from my colleague Sepp Mitterer, is always education towards the truth of the educator. In other words, too often claims of de-governmentalization emerge as forms of re-governmentalization on other levels. To conclude at this point, the tricky task remains to figure out viable solutions for educational purposes and education for its own sake, and distinguish them from those problematic stories which think of themselves as solutions of a problem.